You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Page Shin Lamed Aleph. So just to review quickly, we're doing Mitzvot Chagiga, which the Chinuch, the Rambam, both say includes three mitzvahs. There are three mitzvahs, not in this mitzvah, but in general, when you go up the regel, like we read at the end of Parshas for A, Shalosh Pamim Bashana Yura Kol Zechuros B'nei Hashem Alkecha V'Makom Asher Yivchar. It's supposed to be three times during the year, supposed to go up Aliyah L'Regel. What does that involve? So the Chinuch Rambam both say it involves three mitzvahs of Karbanos. One is a Karban Chagiga, one is a Karban Shalmei Simcha, and the third is a Karban Eilas Re'iyah, which together with the Eilas Re'iyah, you're supposed to bring it to the Azara and be seen in the Azara. So those are the three mitzvahs. So here we're discussing the mitzvah of the Karban Chagiga. So the first issue that we spoke was, could you bring a Karban Chagiga B'Shutfus? Is it possible to go ahead and bring a Karban Chagiga together with somebody else? So I found something very interesting. I saw that this is a major discussion in the Or Sameach, Perek Aleph, and Hilchos Chagiga, which is one of the copies that I made, which is on its way, where he seems to bring a Meferisha Tosefta that says you could bring a Karban Chagiga B'Shutfus. And he brings a lot of riots there, that his feeling is that, quote-unquote, the Korban Chagiga could be brought b'kenufya, like the Korban Pesach. Meaning many people can get together and bring a Korban Chagiga together. So the way it used to work, according to the Or Sameach, is the Korban Chagiga, the way it was brought, was similar to the Korban Pesach. Many families would get together and participate in one Korban Chagiga. So if you were in the Beis HaMikdash, there'd be thousands of people coming, not with an individual Korban for each person, but many karbanos brought that would cover many, many people. And he brings riots to the Or Sameach for this. And hopefully the copy will come and I can show it to you. You could see. So that was the first issue, shutfus. The second issue was that there's a drasha in the Gemara in Chagiga Tesamad Aleph. The drasha is v'chagosem oso chagla Hashem. The pasuk says, when referring to the idea of the mitzvah's Karban Chagiga, it says, for chagosem oso chag la Hashem shivas yamin. So the Gemara Chagiga Tesamad Aleph says, v'chagosem oso chag la Hashem oso v'lo kol shiva. So the Gemara says, what about the rest of the pasuk shivas yamin? So the Gemara says, v'chagosem oso chag la Hashem, one day of Karban Chagiga, and the rest of the 7 days is a tashlumim for that one day. So the only way to bring a Karban Chagiga more than one day during the regel is to bring it b'toras tashlumin. So the Gemara has a discussion about what if you, not a discussion, but an elaboration on the Mishnah. The Mishnah on Chesam HaBeis says, and it's actually a Rashi in Chumash that I saw, I think it's at the end of Re'eh, the last Rashi in Re'eh, that says, im ochlim merubim, if there are many people in the family going aliyah l'regel, or according to the Or Sameach, if many people want to be mishtatef together, then you bring behemoth harbe. You bring many, many, many behemoths. Meaning you bring many, many shlomim. So you see, according to the Mishnah, there is this idea that when you bring the Karban Chagiga, it's not limited to one Karban, but rather there's a requirement. It's not an absolute chayva, but there is this idea to bring many, many Karbanos to be Makayim, the mitzvah of Chagiga. So the Gemara says, practically, how does that work? So the Gemara says, Hifresh Eser Karbanos. Person goes ahead and sets aside 10 animals for the Karban Chagiga. If he cannot bring them all in one day, then he can bring them the other days of the regel. Not B'Toras Chagiga, but rather B'Toras Shlomim. So the Gemara says, what is the nature of Toras Chagiga and Toras Shlomim? So first the Gemara says, Mefarish and Stam. Meaning the Gemara says, if I'm Mefarish, these 10 karbanos are for a Karban Chagiga, they all must be brought that day. If ein oichlim ve'ein shahus, the Gemara says, if the people just can't eat anymore, there's no one else to eat, there's no time during the day, those karbanos that are set aside for the Karban Chagiga will then go ahead and default to the next day, b'toras tashlum. However, if you make the karbanos stam, then they're problematic, the Gemara says, because stam means that you have not designated what they are. So the other days they will not bring a Karban Chagiga, but rather the other days they will bring a, they will be together neder and adavah. Venapatos Korban Chagiga. What's in the major nafkamina? Major nafkamina would be, what about, let's say, the seventh day of Yontif on Pesach or Sukkot? The last day of Yontif. Would the Chagiga be Doicha the last day of Yontif, last day of Pesach, let's say? So if you're going to say it's Betoiras Korban Chagiga, it would be Doicha. If it's just a regular Neder and Nadav, it would not be Doicha. Because we pass in the Dorim and Davos ain't craving Beyontif. So let's look at the paragraph of Parshat. You have that? A Parshat?
Yes.
Shin Laman Alpha Parshat. Let's read this again and we'll continue. Parshat the Ima Farish Obadocho Hayo. And if a person says Beferish, these are Karbonos Chagiga, Obadocho Hayom, or he has a number of Karbonos that he set aside and he can't bring them all during one day. The Mudalak Ribbon Hashem Chagiga. Those Karbanos could, Yashka, thank you. Those Karbanos could be a Korban Chagiga. And therefore, what is the ramification? Mutter Lahakrivim Api on the Vakra. That as long as they have the status of a Korban Chagiga, those animals, you can go ahead and be marked of them even the last day of Yontif. The Chagiga Doche Yontif. Because by its very definition, the Chagiga is Doche Yontif. Because the mitzvah is to bring it on Yontif. But if there's a snare where it does not have the Shem Karban Chagiga, let's say Stam, he took 10 Karbanos off to the base of Mikdash, and he did not delineate these are Karban Chagigas, and he was unable to bring them during that day, and let's say it's a clear case of the Shear, meaning he had the opportunity and he didn't make best efforts. Therefore, those Karbanos were Karbanos Stam and the Nedarim and Davos. They don't have a Shem Chagiga. You can't bring them last day of Yontif. When you bring them during Chol HaMoed, they have to be brought as Nedarim and Davos. For Ram and Perek Beis Halacha Zayin, maybe Din Zer. Because of Im Shier Eino Makriv. Vim Dako Hayom Makriv Hashar L'Mochar. The Ram says Im Shier, that if a person has left over a number of Karbanos, and he doesn't bring them B'toros Chagiga in one day, and he left them over, meaning he left it over in a active fashion. He had the ability to bring them, and he did not bring them. Eino makrif, he cannot bring them the rest of the days. So according to Rashi, you cannot bring them the rest of the days B'toros Chagiga because of Baltoisef. Interestingly enough, Rashi says there's an Isser Baltoisef, that if I have a number of Karbanos that I bring for Karban Chagiga, and I'm unable to bring them in one day, and it is something that I am Meshayer, meaning I had the opportunity, I didn't bring it. To bring it the next day, B'toros Chagiga, according to Rashi, is Baal Taisif. And this is the way the Minchas Chinuch runs the Rambam. So the Rambam just says clearly, Im Shir Eino Makriv. If a person has leftover Karbanos, therefore it's not B'toros Tashlumin. Im Shir, meaning he had the ability to bring them, he didn't bring them. The halacha is that's it. He can no longer bring them. Eino makriv. So it appears the Minchas Chinuch will say that's like Rashi. Why eino makriv? What's the iser? There's an iser bal taisif. Vim dachko hayom. But if again he made best efforts, but he couldn't bring it, he didn't have enough time, then they're b'toros tashlumin, and you're allowed to bring them the next day. It's makriv hashar l'machar. Nearer the mafarish kaperish Rashi. The way he learns the Rambam, I don't have the Rambam in front of me to read the whole verbiage of the Rambam, but he says that the Rambam is saying like Rashi, Stam, Im Shir, you can't be mocked of them. Sounds like there's an Isser, which again is interesting, because what's the Isser come from? It comes from a drush and a pasuk, V'chagosem Oso Chag L'Hashem, Oso V'lo Kol Shiva. It's interesting that there's a Baal Tosef. There's an Isser Aseh, it appears, at best there's an Isser Aseh, and Rashi feels there's an Isser Baal Tosef involved. The loka kesef mishnah v'ayin belecha mishnah shehigish darav lohevi din demefarish v'chein din imbo hayu lo achlin v'levadei aram sfir lo hukein v'mavur shas lehedya v'ayin shem betosos divar amas v'choizor makriv shita achar shem besugya the bestam v'hayu lo shos v'achlin, that according to Tosfos, if I just said stam, I said here are 10 karbanos I'm bringing without clearly saying the karban chagiga, and he had the ability to bring them and he had people to eat them, that Tosfos feels that that's enough to say Imken Shiuri Shaya. Those are leftover animals and not B'toros Tashlumin. Therefore, Vahavi lay, and since he wasn't Mefarish, they're Korban Chagiga, he brought them Stam, they then default to Nedarim and Nedavos. Vasla Krivim B'yantav Akron. According to Tosfos, There's no Isser Baal Tosif. It's a very interesting Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos here in Chagiga Chesem and Beis. Whether if a person is Meshayer Karbonos from one day and the next day is not Patoros Tashlumim, why can he not bring it? According to Rashi, there's an Isser Baal Tosif. According to Tosfos, there's no Isser Baal Tosif. That's not clear according to Tosfos if there's any Isser. Tosfos says the big nafkamina between Shir and Tashlumim is just the question of it's Doicha the last day. So I don't know what the Yisrael HaMechleikis is. I didn't really think about it, but it's interesting whether there's an Isser Baal Tosif by bringing Karbonos Shir Shir. According to Rashi, there is. According to Tosfos, it appears there's no Isser. According to Tosfos, the whole nafkamina is only whether it's Doicha Yantav Achra.
On the first, when you bring Chayig on the first day,
right?
Is that just a gather of like any korban that it's called Mimahada, or is it does? Is it? Is just a din, that's a day of the korban, like any korban on Yom Tov.
Right.
It's a din of Mimahada.
Right.
You know.
That, I don't know. It's not Doicha. Other things. It's not Doicha Shabbos. Shabbos falls on Yom Tov. Yom Tov falls on Shabbos. It's not Doicha Tumah. Doesn't have the din Dechia. Does not have the din Dechia that a normal korban Yotzibah would have. Does not have that. Here, pass this Or Sameach out, please. I'll just keep one. So this is the Or Sameach you should look at. Interesting Or Sameach, where he discusses this issue of the nature of the Korban Chagiga. Whether the Korban Chagiga can be brought for Shutfis, and what's the nature? He seems to feel that Or Sameach, interestingly enough, the Korban Chagiga is similar to the Korban Pesach. But the way it would be brought is that there's a, if you bring the Taisefta, do me a favor, look at the bottom of the first piece. You have that Miloshon, that piece there? You have that Miloshon, that piece? Take a very look at the bottom, the second paragraph. Lo ro b'taisefta perik aleph. You have that, the Chagiga? The Yotzim b'shal shutfus, v'zel l'shono. He's bringing a taisefta. He says, if you look at the taisefta and perik aleph, the Chagiga, this is the Loshon taisefta. Im yesh lo lahavi mitok beso harehu mevi. Again, halacha aleph.
Yeah.
Take a look at that first piece of Miloshin. You see that? It's a very different. It says Miloshin. Go to the bottom of that second paragraph. You have that?
Yeah.
Lo ra b'tosefta perik aleph d'chagiga. He's saying the Torah Evan didn't see the Tosefta in the first paragraph of Chagiga. The Yotzim b'shul shirt was v'zel l'shona. Im yesh lo lahavi, it says in Tosefta, if a person has enough people to bring mitoch beso hareo mevi. Vimlav, the Tosefta says, mishtatef im acherim. So here the Or Sameach says it's a Beferish of Tosefta, interestingly enough, that says, Beferish of Tosefta, there's this idea that the Chagiga is like the Korban Pesach, meaning like Michsas Nefashos. You see how many people you have in your family, Mishtatef with other families, and based on that you bring the Korban Chagiga together with the Korban Pesach. So it appears there's a very interesting discussion. And then the rest of the Or Sameach is bringing riots from various Gemaras that seem to say, so to speak, the Korban Chagiga is Bob Kenufia. The Korban Chagiga comes as a Korban that is brought as a communal Korban, meaning not totally a Korban Tzibur, but very often the Gemara will say that the Pesach is like a Korban Tzibur. But not that it's brought by the Tzibur, i.e. from the Trumas Halishka, but rather it's a Korban Tzibur in the sense that the Tzibur brings it collectively. Many Korbanos are brought not by one family, but many families. So the Or Sameach here feels the Chagiga is similar to the Korban Pesach in that aspect.
But it's not. The Kenufa of the Korban Pesach is that it has Tzibur-like aspects that, like, it's Hutro, but Tzibur of Tumah Chagiga is not going to be.
Does not have those aspects, no.
It doesn't have that aspect.
It's not the Chashad, it's like Korban Pesach is.
Right.
It's not.
I mean, that's what it means that Pesach is the Kenufa. But it has. It is a Korban Yochid. But it has a Sibur-Dikalike dinim regarding Tumah and Shabbos. But Chagiga is only the Kenufi regarding Shutfos, you say, most
men. I mean, the way it's brought by many families participating in number of, by participating together, which is the Turi Evan's idea that it could be brought by Shutfos. So he says the Turi Evan doesn't need whatever to bring those riots at the fair to Tosefta. So this, I'm just bringing this source of map to show you. He holds that it could be brought by Shutfos.
Brings like the question.
Excuse me?
Is it all Chagigas or just Chagigas?
No, 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 he's not talking about Chagigas Yudal. Matter of fact, if you look at the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Ayin, the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Ayin says the Chagigas Yudal is not even a mitzvah. Meaning Chagigas Yudalit is not a Korban Chagiga. Chagigas Yudalit comes for one reason, that the Pesach should be eaten Hala Soiva. Chagigas Yudalit is not Doicha Shabbos.
But on a Doraisidical level, what is now the difference between the mitzvah of Korban Chagiga and the mitzvah of Shalmei Simcha, except that they give it different names? They seem to be exactly the same. If you bring in the Trutvas, Shalmei Simcha brought that people join together.
By the way, I don't think first of all necessarily Shlomo Simcha will brought b'shutfis, meaning people would partake in the meat together. I don't necessarily. For instance, we'll come to another interesting question: what the mitzvah is. One difference is when it's brought. The Korban Chagiga should be brought on the first day, and every other day is b'toras tashlumim. Shlomo Simcha brought as much as you want any day you want, right? That's a big nafkamina, correct? And Shalmei Simcha is a chiyuv every day to have meat and to eat meat, as opposed to the Chagiga, right? The Chagiga is just a mitzvah one day. So, but you're almost asking, what did the Torah want two types of Shalmei?
Like the Torah could have said, there's a mitzvah Shalmei Simcha. On the first day, it's a chiyuv, and the rest, it's a, you know, it's a rishos, but it's the, you get a mitzvah.
That's not true. Shalmei Simcha, you have to bring a... All the times, the mitzvah simcha of every day of Yontif. Shalmei Simcha brought throughout the whole Yontif. Chagiga should not be unless it's b'toras tashlumim.
But a person has to bring Shalmei Simcha
every day? Yeah. He has to eat meat every day. In simcha b'basa. So let's finish this piece here. Lovely kinadarim minadoas. V'asa lakrim b'yontif achra. Avol b'ein shahus mutu lakrim b'yontif achra. But if that you had Korban Chagigas and you were unable to bring them, then you could bring b'toras tashlumim even on the last day. Davulu Chagiga k'mefar shi'akriv hamitzas b'yamtav akron mutar l'akriv b'yamtav. V'nir d'sfir lo d'b'chol shalom mutar b'chol inyan l'akriv. V'afilo shem Chagiga. V'tzarech arichas g'dayla l'var hashitas v'ein kamakomo. V'ein shom b'tori evin. V'harambam nir d'sfir le k'perish rashi. Ayin lecha mishnah. The low ka kesef mishnah should cause of the sphere leila rambam karbin chanan or shevila taisus anal. So the major machlokes taisus and Rashi is there this concept of a iser bal taisif, meaning there is a possible of a chagosim also chaglashem. Korban chagiga is one day, not all seven. And the reason again it says shiva siyom in the Gemara and Testament Aleph says to tell you that there's a din tashlumim called shiva, which is interesting because the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Dalam and Beis says. It says Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShavuos, and Chag HaSukkos to tell you there's a din tashlumim even on Shavuos. Shavuos is only one day Yontif, right? And you're supposed to bring the Korban Chagiga Kli on that one day. If you don't, there are still 7 days after Shavuos that comprise a din tashlumim, which is the reason not to say Tachlin 7 days after Shavuos, right? It's one of the reasons, but there is that idea. Imagine bringing Korban Chagiga like a few days after Shavuos. It's mamish the middle of the week. That's the halacha. Okay, let's go to Gimel, which gets into this very interesting issue of what is the mitzvah per se of Korban Chagiga. Meaning, is it the shchita or is it the achila? Vine im hikrev chagiga be'erev yontif. What do you think about this? The guy goes ahead and has his Korban Chagiga. He says, I want to beat the rush. So he goes erev yontif and he's makrev the Korban Chagiga as shlomim. And he says this was a Korban Chagiga, and now he's eating it the next few days. So the Hakrova was done Erev Yontif, but the Achila is being done on Yontif. So could it be Yotze the mitzvah Korban Chagiga with that? V'neim hikrav Chagiga be'erev Yontif v'zarek dama u'mutu l'echol b'yontif t'shlamim n'echol m'shnei yom v'layla Yotze yedei chovetz Chagiga Kevin shlo hikrav b'zman chiyuv t'aynu b'yontif nira das haram kam perkwez halach yed alef shekosav Mi shahayu lo shalmei neder on adava v'shachlam me'erev yontif al b'shachlam b'yontif eno yotzi de'chovas chagiga she'ena ba'a elamin achulam. So it's interesting, what does the Rambam say? The Rambam says that if you have the darim and davais and if you makriv them on erev yontif, you're not yotzi korban chagiga even though you eat it the next few days. Because why? Because those korbanos were nadarim and nadavais. So this is based on a Gemara and Pesachim. Gemara Pesachim. Where's the Pesachim?
This
is the Pesachim?
Yeah.
What the? Ayinim and Beis. think I'm a Rebbe Lazar, I know Beis. Rebbe Lazar says this din Beferish and I know Beis. Here, Amar Rabbi Lazar, the very bottom, Ayinu Beis. Shlomim Shoshachta Meir of Yontif, Eno Yotze Behem, Lo Mishum Simcha, Velo Mishum Chagiga, Velo Mishum Chagiga. Meaning, if someone Shech Shlomim Erev Yontif, he can't use that now in Eden and say, Am Yotze Shalme Simcha, and Am Yotze Chagiga. The Gemara says, why? Mishum Simcha, but Simcha you can't be Yotze, Dichsiv Vezavachta Vesamachta. It says in the Pasuk, Vezavachta Vesamachta. That's the end of the Dvarim. Vesavachta Shom Vachalta Shom. Vesamachta Lifnei Hashem Elokech. Vesavachta Vesamachta. Beinan Zvicha Beshas Simcha. Veleka. So Shame Simcha, you cannot be Yotze just by eating. You must shecht it on Yom Tov because of the Pasuk. Vesavachta Vesamachta. That the Zvicha has to be at the time of the Simcha. It seems that the mitzvah Shame Simcha at least is that the zvicha has to be done b'zman achiyuv. There's a achiyuv zvicha, not just achila. Now the Gemara says v'lek and some. Now mishum chagiga. The Gemara says, why aren't you yotze chagiga if you bought shlom meir of yontiv? Which says mishum chagiga because mishum chag v'leka mishum chagiga have a davar shebechova v'chol davar shebechova eino ba elamen achula. Because chagiga is a achiyuv and a achiyuv can only be brought from chulin. Right? Meaning you cannot go ahead and be yotze a mitzvah with karbonos that are already consecrated for something else. So, the pshat in the Gemara, clearly the Rambam learns this, that if something is set aside for nadarim and nadavais, it is no longer minachulin. It's a davar shebechayva. And you can't be yotze a davar shebechayva with something that's already davar shebechayva. So you see a very interesting thing from here. If a person brings an oila or shlomim to the Beis HaMikdash, that object is already considered to be set aside as being a kiyum ned or a kiyum nedava. And you can no longer use it for a korban chagiga because this korban chagiga has to be ba min achulit. Has to come from an animal that is not set aside for any other obligation. However,
it would also be a violation of enos mitzvah chavilus chavilus. You're with one Maisa now, being Makayim, it's already the Zechiyah, Bakhilas Kachem, like the Basil Levy says, right? It's a mitzvah to.
Well, two questions. Kachem. First of all, say, no, it's a mitzvah, Chavilas, Chavilas, Adin Darais, Adin Darabana.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
If it would be, would this seem to me would be a, you were one Maisa taking care of two different mitzvah obligations?
Okay, what would you say regarding.
And 1 second.
You think it's Shalmei Simcha. What would you say if you regarding using that as Shalmei Simcha?
Well, I would say something. I would say something else. I would say something else. I would say
it's mashma that Shalmei Simcha. You could be yotze.
No, but you have a pasuk.
The pasuk you have a pasuk.
It says Lo Mishum Simcha V'Lo Mishum Chagiga. Can't be yotze.
That's because you did it erev Yom Tov.
Right.
If you did it on Yom Tov, then you could be yotze Shalmei Simcha with it. L'chayra, that's l'chayra b'feirish.
If you shechted your nedarim and nedavos,
shlomim. Oh, but you can't do nedarim and nedavos.
And
you can't do that. You can't do nedarim and nedavos. Then you can't do the shem shalom.
Well, one thing I will tell you something very interesting.
Interesting.
So Rabbi Brown is say from Adani Moshe Pesach Siman Dalet has a very long piece on this, and he starts off his piece by quoting the Avi Ezri of Shach say from the Rambam in his first piece in Hilchos Chagiga, where he has a long piece where he wants to say Shalmei Simcha has two mitzvahs. The mitzvah of Shechita and the mitzvah of Achila. And he brings a letter from the Chazon Ish there, actually. Where the Chazon Ish feels that the mitzvah of Korban Chagiga is on, the mitzvah of Shalmei Simcha and Chagiga is just Achila. Why? Because there's a Gemara that says I could be Yotze, Shalmei Simcha, and Chagiga with Bechor and Meiser. In other words, if I have a Bechor and I have a Meiser, I could be Yotze, the mitzvah of Chagiga and Shalmei Simcha, by bringing a Bechor and a Meiser. which is very interesting. How do you go ahead and reconcile that halacha that I can bring a bechor and a meiser and be yotzei chagiga and shama simcha with this gemara?
In about now, menachulim for chagiga.
Right, right, for a chagiga, right.
Chagiga.
But it's true. Called davar shebechayve in about menachulim. It's a general rule. Called davar shebechayve in about menachulim. It's a general rule. So that's an interesting question. He has a whole long piece there, how you reconcile those two dinim. Right? The din is that I cannot go ahead and bring, it's Gemara Amar Abalazar, Shlomim Sheshachtam Me'erav Yantav, Enei Yotze Behem, Lo Mishum Simcha, Velo Mishum Chagiga. Mishum Simcha Dechziv, Vezavachtav Vesamachta, correct? Be'ina. Be'ina Zvicha, Besha Simcha Veleka. Mishum Chagiga, Havidav Shemachova, Vechol Dav Shemachova, Eina Ba Elamin Achulim. What does that mean, called the worship of in a bomb in a chulin? If you brought the carbon chagiga, if a guy set aside this carbon, it's carbon chagiga, and he said, I raise the carbon chagiga, and he brings it to Yerushalayim, and he shechs it Erev Yantav, then he should be Yotzei Chagiga in that case, shouldn't he? Because he's not bringing his chagiga from Dabrish Mechayve, he's bringing his chagiga from chulin. This animal is only a carbon chagiga, it's not a nether and a dove. So therefore, it shouldn't be a chisaron of right. Of chagiga havi davar shebechova, chol davar shebechova in a bala menachulin. Meaning, it appears the whole problem in this gemara is that the shlom that I'm bringing erev yontif on the darim and the davis, but if the shlom that I'm bringing erev yontif are the actual korban chagiga, then I should be able to be yotze. Don't you think?
Yes.
Right. So let's see the minchas chinuch. This is the gemara. Let's see the minchas chinuch here. So he says.
This is really quite extraordinary.
That what?
That the chagiga you could be yotzei me'erev yomtiv, you know, the shalmi simcha is a kapeda that the zvicha has to be done on b'sha simcha. The chagiga where it says b'chagosim tochogli
doesn't make sense. B'chagosim osu chag l'shem is mashma on the chag.
It has to be on the chag. B'chagosim. How can b'chagosim
also? Exactly. And what is it to do on the chag? To eat.
Just to eat. Interesting. And there's a kapeda on the shalmi simcha, but the not on the chagiga not.
There's a kasev zvachta.
Incredible. It's amazing.
You guys are too sentimental when you learn.
No,
you are.
Where did they dream this up? How did they come up? What's the agenda? I mean, what, maybe it was to. It's unbelievable. I don't know. I just.
There's no thing. They don't believe in Bible criticism. There's no different authors.
Okay. In other words, see, the mamish
going. Let me ask you. So you're asking, are you asking another way to ask a question? Where does this drasha come from? Vizavakta vizamakta? Like, did he just make this up? Like, where did it come from? Is that your question?
I guess this is essentially that's the question.
It's a very
meaning, the Chazal are not deficient in coming up with drushas when they want to and when they need to.
You think there's an agenda here? That's
if they wanted to come up with a drasha to make chagiga, it have to be a yom tov. They can zichel find the word to may have to be b'chag. Like Chai says, b'chagosim b'chag being a b'chag. Push it.
But that's not what the Gemara here says. The Gemara's only problem with being yotze to the
Gemara. Radical. It's radical. You learn enough Gemara, you come to that conclusion.
Then what? What's your conclusion?
The conclusion is that they started
with the idea
agenda driven, and they come up with the drushes to support it. I don't know. It is radical, but I it's hard
so
to.
So what do you think?
It.
You think it was the guy selling the Behemoth lobby? the guys with the Chagiga lobby said, everyone's coming from their own hometown with Behemoth. It's not working out. Okay, we're gonna make a drasha. You gotta go ahead. You can't do it erev yontif. You gotta buy it on yontif.
Yeah. How do you come to the conclusion that the chagig could be shechted before, but the shalmi simcha has to be shechted on? It's extraordinary. It's just extraordinary.
Okay, so let's see. Actually, if that's true, let's see what he holds about the korban chagiga.
I'll tell you why. Because just like with you're allowed to shecht on yontif. On that day, you don't prepare from the day before because fresh meat is different. Mm-hmm. So when it's an Indian of simcha v'samachta, the Torah's makbid that you have fresh meat, you have something exactly done that day. V'zavachta v'samachta, you have to chef that day, so you should have true simcha. Just like you can chef on yontif, even though we don't say you have to prepare before yontif, because there's other people that have nose of elf nefesh on yontif to have fresh meat that day. So when it's a stress on simcha. So they want you to have real simcha, which is fresh meat that day. The chagiga is a korban hayom. So you can all you have to do is eat it that day, but you can shecht it before.
Fine,
together.
See, this makes you happy now? This makes you happy?
Not really, but that's a rationale.
Is that they didn't cover or didn't simcha sentiv?
The gather of shami simcha.
Of course, that
the gather to have simcha on the day of Yom Tov. Chagiga doesn't say set. There's not nothing tied to the cover itself. Simcha. It's a chodesh hayom.
Okay, so let's read the Nira Das Haram compared based on Lachir Aleph. You have it? Shekos of Mishayelu Shalme Nether and Adov. It's interesting. The Ram goes, the Lashon of the Gemara is Shlomin Sheshachta and Rabbeir of Yontif. It doesn't say Nedarim and Adovus. The Rambam brings it down as the case is it's Nedarim and Adovus. The Gemara does not say that clearly, correct? Shekos of Mishayelu Shalme Nether and Adov. That is the addition of who? Of the Minchas Chinuch. He's Medayik in the Ram. Since the Ram says it's Ned the Durham and the Dovas, you're not Yotzei. If I bring, quote-unquote, a carbon chagiga Erev Yontif, and I shechted it, I could be Yotzei with it. And you come up with a very interesting thing over here, by the way. When a person brings a carbon, Rabbi Brown discusses this in his piece, interesting question in Kutcher. When a person brings in, let's say, a Yoledes brings an Ayla, when she has her Ayla, she says, Harezu Ayla, and she brings it. When a Yoledes brings an Olaf, has her requirements, her Chiyuv, is she bringing an Ayla to fulfill her Chiyuv, or is she bringing an Ayla Yoledes? Meaning, at what point does the Ayla get a shame Ayla Yoledes? From the very moment you're Makdish it, it becomes an Ayla Yoledes. Does anyone who's Chayiv an Ayla or a Shlom, whatever carbon it is, an Asham Nazir, whatever the carbon is, does it have a shame Arshim Nazir from the moment you're mafresh it? Or are you mafresh an Arshim that a Nazir has to bring, and only once the Nazir is makrif it has a shame Arshim Nazir? So it's very interesting. He wants to say, Rabbi Brown, from this, you see that every Oila has already designated at the time of Afrasha what it's for. Meaning when the Torah says the Yoledes has to bring an Oila, does it mean just take a regular vanilla Oila and bring it as a carbon, because you're a lo yoledes, bring an oila, or from the very outset, isn't an oila yoledes?
What's the difference?
Switch. Well, first of all, one difference would be here. Why is a neder or nadava considered to be a not minachulin?
Once you make a neder or nadava, now you have a chiyuv.
What's my chiyuv? My chiyuv is to bring this olas neder, but my chiyuv is to bring a shlomin. Let's take a shlomin. My chiyuv is to bring a shlomim. So if my chiyuv is to bring a shlomim, why can't I now make the shlomim a carbon chagiga? I mean, why can't...
Because kol chayv ena ba'alam ena chulin.
The question is, why is neder and nadava? It should be only nadava. Right? Nadava is the one you say, this carb, this animal.
Harezu. Right?
But neder just means I have to bring stam. So when you just make a neder to bring a behemo, why is it called on a particular behemoth that Alakab accepted a behemoth the shame that nether? So
that's right.
It turned into a chavid of the court.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. So by your ledus. So by your ledus.
In other words, when a Torah says a Yoledes brings an Ayla, does it mean she's that the Chiyuv is for a Yoledes to bring an Ayla? Or does it mean that the Chiyuv for Yoledes is to bring an Ayla Yoledes? Meaning that her Ayla already from the time she's mafreshit has a shame Ayla Yoledes. Or does it mean that a Yoledes has to bring an Ayla, any vanilla Ayla, a generic Ayla?
A vanilla Ayla is someone that said, I'm being another of this carbon as a carbon Ayla, and he's saying then she could use it for another Yoledes.
Right.
Or does it have to be...
But that's also the problem.
That's a problem.
That's the problem.
No, but the problem is Enabar Menachulim means that animal has already been set aside with a certain shame carbon. But it doesn't really have a shame carbon. It's a generic shlomim. It's a generic ayla. So just like a Yoledes, her chiyuv is to bring, let's say, a generic ayla, so too a chagiga is to bring a generic shlomim. So maybe once something is set aside for neder and adava, it's still just a generic shlomim which a person can bring. So it's very interesting. There's a Rambam he quotes.
The rationale is very simple. This concept of kol koyve enabo elaminahul means that if you have an outstanding obligation separate and apart from the chiyuv shlamit, let's call it chagiga,
right,
or the chiyuv olos yoletus, you already have an outstanding obligation
on a particular animal,
right? You cannot satisfy this chiyuv with that obligation. It's almost like chavilas chavilas, but it's not the getter of chavilas chavilas. It just means that you cannot satisfy both obligations in one fell swoop. Each obligation must be satisfied separately. I know, but that's different. Here, it's simply every obligation has to be satisfied separately. You cannot use one carbon to satisfy two obligations. Every obligation requires a separate carbon. Simple. Very simple idea. Now, once you get to the yoledes, this whole thing falls apart, this Claire. Because manashach, if she's bringing it l'shem to discharge her chiyuv of yoledes, so then that is an olus yoledes. By definition, that's what it is. And if not, then she has a separate chiyuv.
So yeshayahu would be in a case, in a weird case where yoledes says, "I'm making a neder to bring a korban shlomim for whatever that this korban shlomim should be." Whatever a shlomim is good for. You know, the shlomim should be for whatever is good for. And shlomim is good as a nether, as a double. It's also good when you need it for your letters. Can you make that wiggle room? You know, can I say, I'm not bringing it together of like classic nether and a double. I'm being monogamous to bring carbon shlomim. I'm obligating myself to bring a carbon shlomim, but for whatever it could qualify for. I guess that's saying nothing anymore. You know, then you have a choice to bring it to Amazon and the rest of your life.
Anyway, the Madaik in the Ram, where the Ram says that the Gemara that says Erev Yontif, again, the Lashon of the Gemara is not the Dharam of Davos. The Lashon of the Gemara is, I'll read it again, 1 second. Just find it. It's very important to know Lashon of the Gemara.
Absolutely.
Yes, the Lashon of the Gemara, you're saying in general, I'm saying specifically here. I'm not arguing with you. Listen to the Lashon of the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Shlomim Sheshach the Meir of Yontif. Shlomim, that's it, Sheshach the Meir of Yontif. The Ram, when he brings this thing down, doesn't just say Shlomim, he says Nedarim and Nedava. It's Nedar and Nedava. See that? So the Minchas Chinuch is Medayak, and he says the right of sheet is also that it's only a chisaron if it's a neder and a dova. Because like the Gemara says, kol dova shebechayva, i.e. chagiga in a bal menachulin. But if in theory you had a carbon chagiga, the diuk in the Ram is a carbon chagiga that's brought mayor of Yontif, you would be yotzei carbon chagiga. V'chein das harayv, and he says that's the right of the asagas. However, he brings a Taisus, it says Meferish. Taisus Psochem Ayamar Beis Divar Maskos Shlomim Cholkan Al Zeh Mevien Raya Denu Yotzim Hikriv Chagiga Erev Yantif. Vayim B'Toriyat B'Megillah B'Mishnas the Chagiga V'Hakel B'Mishnah. There's a Mishnah in Megillah that says there are certain times when you're unable to perform a mitzvah because it's Shabbos. Sometimes you push off the mitzvah, and sometimes you hasten the mitzvah, right? So there's different cases, right? There's a Mishnah over there that says Chagiga v'hakel ma'achrin. If the mitzvah's hakel falls on Shabbos, you push it off to the next day, Sunday. If the mitzvah of Chagiga falls on Shabbos, you push it off. So evidently the question is, why push it off? First day of Yom Tov is on Shabbos, correct? Why does the Gemara say push off the mitzvah of Chagiga to the next day, to Chol HaMoed? Or in the case of Shavuos to Tashlumim. Why not bring it Erev Yontif? So the Turi Evan says, Hevi Sham Divrei HaRambam. The Turi Evan on that Mishnah that says Chagiga you push off brings the Lashon HaRambam. Okay? And let's see what the Turi Evan says. The Turi Evan says, V'atoysis, V'dayto Kedas HaRambam. The Turi Evan comes and gives the conclusion like the Rambam. Does everyone have Shin Lamed Beis or not yet?
Yeah.
Okay. V'dayto kidas haram v'docha reis atoisus. Ach yotz v'chali. The imyant of Rishon Chal b'chol. That he makes this different. If the first day of Yontif is on a regular weekday, kevan de chagika doicha Yontif, de chove hi layom. Im came be'erev Yontif yotzi de chovez chagika. Kipashtu de hashas. Kevan de aktoris yimurum yichol yos b'leil Yontif. Af de kaimalon ein ola schol b'yontif. I am sochem and tesman beiz gabe bo yole. Mikomo kam kevan de yotzi de chagika havila ola Yontif. The kevan de hu Shabbos ena yotz berav yontif. Al kem achren v'chem b'yom tavoch. Shem vuvur chagiga yitzayinam alav. Shem chal atzeres b'Shabbos yom tavoch achar Shabbos. Ari v'ame im akdimin l'shidus harambam. Elo de shechal b'Shabbos ena yotz berav yontif. Rakim chal b'chol. Ayei p'nei yashur megila amit gam kem b'zil l'shidus harambam. Ame im achren v'lo makdimin. V'divra et hori evan. Mesukim midvash.
Beautiful.
Rambam
is wearing.
Can you
bring up on your phone?
The Mamash Mesukim midvash. This was perfectly beautifully explained. Not that really matters.
Have you seen this note on the bottom of the tzlach?
Not yet. One second. You want to know exactly where the Rambam is? We just read. Let's see the Rambam is. The Rambam is Perek Beis Halachid Aleph in Hilchos Chagiga. Which note?
Yotzi de Chodesh Chagiga. Look what the slav argues. But he seems to argue with the Gemara too.
I got it.
Eric Bayes, no. Read halafah. When's halafah yud?
So it goes in.
Which footnote is referring to?
The
which page?
The yud and Shin Lamed Aleph.
Oh, Shin Lamed Aleph.
Yud see the chavis chagiga.
One second.
The Tzlach could not fathom or suffer the notion that you could bring a Kavod Chagiga on Erev Yontif.
Interesting. By the way, I find this whole thing, I don't know about you, very fascinating. Because these are like sugyas that I've never really come across like this so much, right? Have you ever heard a shir by anyone, can you bring a Kavod Chagiga Erev Yontif? I never heard such a shir. It's very, very esoteric stuff. Very interesting. But the Gemara does not say that a korban chagiga bayin zvicha, right? That drush saying zvicha b'shas chiyuv, that we don't see that.
It's zvachta musmachta.
Right. So the whole problem is a problem of.
But the other side, it's pashut. Yeah, they don't even need a pasuk. It's v'chagosem. It's toshiva shalosh v'galim tochogli. Shalosh v'galim tochogli.
That's very nice. That's but at the pashut. End of the day, the Gemara.
No, you need.
The Gemara says.
You need a pasuk for Shami Simcha. That's the Chiddush. Because the Chara, I would say that the Sedeker Simcha is the Achila. So why do I need to have the Zvicha on the same
day? Why doesn't the Gemara say Pasha like you? Why does the Gemara have to say? And you understand where the Rambam is coming from. Because the Gemara says, Shlomim Shevu Merv Yantav, Ene Yotz Mishum Chagiga. So the Gemara says, you know why? Mishum Chagiga Yantzei, Tzavi Dover Shebechova, V'chol Dover Shebechova, Ene Bail Menachulim. First of all, what does that mean? So it sounds like the Rambam. First of all, it sounds like the Rambam needs to bring Nedar and Adava. Because why is this case of Shlomim Sheshachtim Thayar of Yontif not Adava Shabam and Achulim? Evidently, because it's set aside for something else, correct? Amar Rabbi Elazar, can you read it, please? Amar Rabbi Elazar, right?
Amar Rabbi Elazar. Shlomim Sheshachtan.
Just Shlomim, that's not the thing that the Dharma Dov is, correct? Shlomim Sheshachtan.
Me'er of Yantiv.
Me'er of Yantiv, go ahead, right?
Eina Yotze Behem, Loi Mishum Simcha, Veloi
Mishum Chagiga.
Chagiga. Mishum Simcha, Dichsiv V'Zavachta V'Samachta, Be'inan Zvich B'Shah Simcha, V'Leka. Mishum Chagiga. Habigdavr Shebechoiva.
So that's how the Rambam knew that we're talking about
Dharma Dabbas. Otherwise, you don't have a problem of Enabam and Acholim, correct?
Right.
Because if the Shlomim were brought for this express purpose of
If you do bring it, it's not a Never and a Dabbas, you bring Mamish a fresh.
Right. That's the Rambam. That's the Diyuk in the Rambam. Although the Tzlach does not like the Diyuk in the Rambam, correct?
But it's the Gemara. You can't get away from it. You can't get away from the Gemara.
What's not put? What are you reading now?
I'm reading the Rambam.
What?
Something doesn't make sense there.
You have the Rambam then?
Yeah. The Rambam that we're dealing with is Alach Yud Aleph.
Right. By the way, how is that against the Farish Gemara?
Is
that against the Farish Gemara?
Which helps the Slav. Somehow it's wrong with Pachal Gemara. But now, the whole din of the Mitzvah Chinuch and the Turi Eben is what if you shechted before Yantiv, not Shalmei Neder Nedova,
but Shalmei Bishum Chagiga.
You just shut it up.
Right.
So, now, listen to the Rambam of the next halacha. You're bait. After he says that Neder Nedova you shechted before Yantiv, you can't be getting to your Chagiga with it, with any Bob and Akulin. That's halacha Yerala. Halacha you're bait. The Rambam says, Afal Pisha Shachtav Kodim Haregel.
He's a Shalmi Simcha, you could be out soon.
There must be some other Gemara somewhere, no? What are you reading, Yudbez now?
I'm first reading Yudal. Misha Yalo Shalmi Neder, and the Dove 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 Shalmi Neder, and
so why isn't it still a problem of in a Boman Achulim? Even Shalmei Simcha, Shalmei Simcha the Chayv, and it has to be Boman Achulim. When he says, Afal Pi Sheshachton, Shachton what? Isn't he going on what you just said in
Yerala?
Shachton, Shalmei Nedor Nedor?
Afal Pi Sheshachton, Kodim Regal, Hova Achim Regal, Yotze Dei Chavos, Shein Tzach Lishot Shalmei Simcha, Bishah Simcha.
Good. Ain't Tzach Lishot Shalmei Simcha.
No, but he says Shalmei Simcha, he says you are Yotze.
That's right.
Min Achulim?
Yes.
No, Min Achulim.
Yes, Yotze Min Achulim.
He's passing against the Gemara.
Because the Iker is the Simcha.
What general rule?
He's passing against the Gemara over here.
There's no general rule that Chove in a Bo Elov and Achulim?
There is a general rule.
So how does it help the Shalmei Simcha?
Because Shalmei Simcha is
a Chov too.
Because maybe Shalmei Simcha is not at all a Chi of Zvicha or a Chi of Korban. Just to eat meat.
That's it.
That's what the Rambam should say. He shouldn't say because She'ein Tzorach Lishcha Shalmei Simcha B'Shal Simcha. He should say, because I have no problem, ain't a bomb and a chula.
See, he must have a different Gemara, because he's going mamish against the Gemara.
Or maybe it's another Gemara, I don't know.
He must have a different Gemara. It's possible, like, because he's mamish.
By the way, they bring there's a Taisvus against the Rambam, like this Diuk in the Rambam, right? Minchas Chinuch says Taisvus prefers disagrees.
Taisvus right here.
You work, you have it?
And Taisvus says Gevaldik. Exactly what he said. Makach nira dikdishim eshachtun l'shem chagiga.
What? Read that again?
Okay. Shlom sheshachtu me'er of Yamtu.
Right.
You're the read. Dafilu hekdisha mitchiloson v'shachaton l'shem chagigas tezvav ayri.
Right.
Even if you mamish will
offer
shit l'shem chagigas
tezvav, which is the diuk in the Rambam that you are
yotzeh it.
Right. He's saying you're still not yotzeh, right?
He's saying you're not going to be yotzeh.
Right.
You're not going to be yotzeh.
Which is against the diuk in the Rambam, correct?
It's also against the diuk in the Gemara. I mean, the Gemara is not Madurik like this. Let's see how he gets out of the Gemara, because the Gemara, like you said, Mishum Chagiv Habidosha B'chova doesn't say because you didn't do it on the Shechita on Yom Tov.
When the Gemara says Davosha B'chova, it seems to intimate that we're talking about Shlomim that was set aside for something else,
right.
Correct?
So the Tosfos comes up with an unbelievable Chiddush, but it's Mamish Mustafa, yeah. Based on the, because of what we were saying.
Let me get to it.
Even then, it's you're not Yotzer. The Ilushem Shlomim Da Alma. Because if he was just makdish l'shem shlomim da alma and yotze mishum chagiga afilu shachtan b'yomtov, then you're not going to be yotze mishum chagiga on yomtov. The kol dovash b'chova ainu ba'ela min hachulin. Even if you did it on yomtov, so why does the Gemara have to say over here that if you did it, you shachtan me'erev yomtov ainu yotze behen? If you did it, even on Yom Tov, you wouldn't be Yotze Chagiga. When it says Mishum Chagiga Habidav Shebechova, so then why is it Dafko if you did a Meir of Yom Tov? Even on Yom Tov, you wouldn't
be Yotze.
Except that on Yom Tov, you couldn't bring it. That's what Tosfos falls apart. On Yom Tov, you couldn't possibly bring it because Nedarim and Davos ain't great in Yom Tov.
Well, in theory, you could have known. Maybe on Chol HaMoed could have brought it.
Okay, another wrinkle. But let me just see what he says. Just listen. L'kach nira. Digdishan v'shachton l'shem chagiga. The whole v'habi dovash v'chovo v'eina bo el up. It's talking where he was shachton l'shem chagiga. So why are you not yotze?
Yeah.
The whole v'habi dovash v'chovo v'eina bo el min hachulin.
Right.
Shetzarech lakdishim l'shem kach svarahu sheyishchat nami b'sha haru'uya l'chagiga.
Okay.
It's a svarahu.
Okay.
It says v'chagosim, so it has to be.
No, you're saying it says v'chagosim. It's not v'chagosim.
He said v'chor ma'aser yekut.
So what does he mean over here?
So
what does he mean? Svarahu sheyishchat nami b'sha haru'uya l'chagiga. What does that mean? L'haru'uya l'chagiga. What does he mean? L'haru'uya l'chagiga. Mean to make a chag. Has to be on the chag. It's a svara.
Yeah, it's a svara.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.